Hey there. As we embark on 2023, as we go into this new year, I want to do everything in my power to help you make it your best year ever. I just finished some training recently called My Best Year Ever. And part of that training, something that we can say to ourselves in the mirror as we get rocking and rolling is 2023 will be my best year ever. And you say that over and over again, it will program your brain. As we embark on this new year, I wanted to share five things that I've incorporated into my life, five things that I can strongly recommend from the core of my being that you should look into. Everybody's different. We all play the game differently. We all have different influences. We all go through life on a different platform and have different things that have gotten us to the point where we're at. But these five things are game changers, absolute positive game changers. If you followed any of my work, you know that I live by this philosophy called the Entrepreneur's Trilogy. And I believe all of us, all of the entrepreneurs, we live three movies simultaneously. I call them heart set, mindset, and skill set. Heart set, to me, is the most powerful one. What heart set movie is our health, which is the number one thing that we take for granted until it's taken from us. Our relationships, our friends, our family, how important they are, how special they are. You know what it's like when the shit hits the fan, when there's bad stuff that goes on in our lives. Where do we retreat to? We retreat to our friends and our family. When there's tragedies, when there's physical tragedies, weather tragedy, whatever it may be, we retreat to our friends and our family because our friends and our family are so powerful. And ultimately, our happiness, right? We don't get to go through this journey twice. Some people, I think, just go through this journey of life being miserable pricks and think that, okay, I guess I'll be miserable and then I'll come back and do it again next time and be happy. We only get one chance. We deserve to be happy. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, you've had some shit that's gone on in your life. We all have. But every day can be a great day until it's not. When you get that phone call, those three words, you have cancer. When you get a phone call, one of your kids is sick. When you get a phone call that you lost a loved one, when you lose a job, that sucks. There's bad shit that goes on. And I completely get it. But the other days of the year, we got to do our best to make them the most powerful and the most fun they can possibly be. And here are my five things. Number one, we have to start our day on fire. How do we do that? I have a training. It's called Savage Sunrise. I'll put a link to this training down below. You don't have to incorporate what I do, but please, I'm begging you, take a look at how you start your day, because how you start your day can have such an unbelievable impact on your day. I'll just share some of my morning routine. And again, it's taken me years to get here. And I'm not going to sit here and make believe that it's freaking perfect right now. I'm always tweaking. I'm always trying different things. But I make it a point to do my best to start my day on fire. Part of that routine is the very, very first thing in the morning. Now, I do some dumb shit too. I jump in a nice cold shower. I'll jump in a 40-degree pool. I do some crazy ass stuff first thing. But most importantly, you got to put the good stuff into your brain. Do not turn on the news. Do not check your email. Do not do anything related to the stuff that's going on in the outside world, because there is so much negativity. We just live in a world of negativity. You know the saying in the news industry, if it bleeds, it leads. Look at Google News. You look at any of the TV stations. It's negative, bad stuff all the time, because that's what draws you in. That's what sucks us in. So powerful stuff first thing in the morning. And then I go into this mode where I'm putting good stuff in. I do some crazy ass dancing with music first thing in the morning. We have a glass shower in my house, and sometimes my wife, Donna, will see me dancing in the morning in the shower. Not a pretty sight. Don't recommend any of you guys out there do that to any of your significant others or spouses. But my point is, have some fun with it. Then I go in and I meditate, and then I pray, and then I practice what I believe is the most important thing. I practice gratitude. I thank the universe for those things that are in my life, because there's a fact. You can't be miserable. You can't be negative. You can't be sad if you're grateful. I recently finished a video, which is the five most powerful words that any of us can ever have. Five most powerful words are, I don't give a shit. When you don't care what others think, when you don't care if you fail, when you don't care if you get a no from that sales call. I just had a great client that I've had for a while just leave me yesterday, and it pissed me off. But then I said, let's wake up and go find someone else that we can help. So gratitude is so powerful. Then I plan my day. I get organized. I get strategic and I go out and attack. So number one is start your day on fire. Number two is feed your mind regularly with good stuff. We have got to put in the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, and the positive. And I stole those from one of my mentors, Zig Ziglar. The good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, and the positive. When you are listening to podcasts of people that are trying to get you to that next level, when you're listening to motivational speakers, when you're listening to someone that inspires you, the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, and the positive, whether it be written, reading blogs, watching YouTube videos, whatever it may be, you've got to think about it and you got to be strategic about it. Put it in your calendar. If you're so busy, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do this. Find time. Find time to put the good stuff in. I read something that said, if you read an hour a day, that's 4% of your day. 4%. An hour a day of putting in good stuff. An hour a day of training. An hour a day of trying to get yourself better. Whatever your skill is, wherever you're aspiring to go, whatever it is, an hour a day is only 4% of our day. If you think about it, take an hour. My morning routine takes me 20 minutes. But then throughout the day, I'm pumping in good stuff. If I'm working out, oftentimes I'm watching something on YouTube. I'm listening to one of my coaches. Number three, this is, to me, the most important one. We got to take care of our body. We have to take care of our body. I honestly think that some people go through life, and I hope this is not you, driving this vehicle, which is our body. We don't get to trade it in. You can't run it down like a car and treat it like shit and don't take care of it. And they go, you know what? I'm going to trade this sucker in. I'm going to get a new one. Now, medical advancements and all of the things that are going on in the pharmaceutical world can stretch this thing out. But you have one body. Take care of it. Find someone or something that can inspire you to get to that point in your life where you're happy. And you're happy with your body. You're happy with your health. You're happy with your weight. Whatever it is, there is a ritual. And I put it into my calendar. I don't have time to work out. Holy shit. The world has taken and said, you know what? Exercise must be an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. You got to do it every day. You know what? It's bullshit. Many of my companies were in the area of health and fitness, health club industry and fitness and exercise products and all that other stuff. And the greatest day of the year, the greatest day was January 2nd. All of the New Year's resolution people went out there and they created their New Year's resolution and they went out in the world and started attacking and they tried to swallow this massive challenge quickly. You can't fix it quickly. I don't care. I don't care if you have to lose 100 pounds, 200 pounds. You can't fix it quickly. There is no quick fix to getting your health and your energy. There's no quick fix. If you start to take baby steps as you go through the journey this year, baby steps. Just have a contest with yourself. Today, my goal is to walk 20 minutes. And when you get there, feel proud, feel grateful, high five yourself, give yourself a yeah, man, awesome. Because there's a reality. We cannot magically get healthy. It takes work to have a healthy body. It takes work to be happy. It takes work to have high energy. You have to practice. You have to get good. Confidence is like a dimmer switch. You cannot flip on confidence. You can slowly increase it. You cannot flip on health. You can slowly increase it. But when you get to that point where you're feeling really good about your body, about your health, it's a magical place to be. It's really spectacular. You don't get to do it twice. You only get one body. Please cherish it. Take care of it. Another great quote that I recently heard, when we have our health, we have 1,000 dreams. When we don't, we only have one. Think about that. Process that. That is so true. Number four, this is one I learned from my dad. He said, Mike, you are the average of the 5 people you hang around with. You are the average of the 5 people that you hang around with. So I did a training recently called You Are Number 6. What do I mean by this? If you look around, if you look at the network that you're hanging with, if you're looking at your peers, you are the average of the people that you're hanging around with. You are. I was recently speaking at an event called Vistage. Vistage is a high-level CEO organization. people in this group are running 10, 20, 50, $100 million companies, just sitting around listening to these guys, men and women, talk about the things that they're doing, the things that they're doing in their business, the challenges that they're having, the areas that they're investing, the power of going to sell their companies, the power of their team. When you get around and you're surrounded by those kind of conversations, it's a lot different than the conversations of, boy, how do I pay my bills this week? Boy, I hope I don't lose my job. Boy, the government sucks. Boy, whatever it may be. You have to upgrade your network. And it's difficult. This is a tough one. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this and say, hey, you know what? Pretty easy. Just upgrade your network. Say screw all your friends and screw all the people that you hang around with and screw your network groups and all the other things that you do for your business. But you have to upgrade. And I'm not saying leave them, but I am saying, and it falls in line with feeding your mind, spend some time in podcasts. I listen to a bunch of podcasts, but there's one or two in particular that they are designed for people that have a net worth in the hundreds of millions of dollars, a net worth in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, not quite there. I listen to the conversations. I listen to the discussions. I listen to the guests that they have on. I listen to the type of investments that they're making. It is powerful to put this stuff. I always say that there's only two ways to learn things in life. You can learn from your experience or someone else's. And when you learn on your own, it hurts more, it costs more, and it takes longer. And the greatest learning laboratory on earth is at the feet of someone who's already done what you're trying to do, which is a perfect segue into my number five. My number five is I can't recommend enough for you to go out and seek a coach, a mentor, a mastermind, an organization that can take and raise you up, that can hold you accountable, that can give you information in things that you don't currently have today. I have multiple coaches and mentors in my life. Why? Because I am not going to let my ego get in the way. I'm not going to let my successes in the past get in the way. I'm going to take a peek at, okay, what have I succeeded at? What have I failed at? And man, oh man, have I failed. Holy shit. I have hit rock bottom. I've been there. I know what it's like to lose it all and pull it back again during the darkest times. I had a coach. I had a coach to build me up. I had a coach that was not going to listen to my sorry ass excuses. I had a coach that said, you know what? Yeah, you failed. You screwed up. You lost a bunch. Get your sorry ass off the couch and start over. We don't get to do this twice. It's that analogy, life, take one. We only get one chance. We can't come back and do it again. So as you embark on the new year, as you go out and attack 2023, I strongly suggest all five of these things, try and incorporate them. And I'm not saying doing it all at once. Baby steps. Take little steps. Great book out there called Atomic Habits. And it's foundational to all the stuff that I'm saying. But we need to set goals. And when we set those goals, it's not just pie in the sky goals. I was recently at a mastermind at an event, whole bunch of high rollers sitting around in a room. We're talking about our goals for next year and our dreams for next year. It was a good experience. But what I found is there's a lot of people that go off and set a goal. It's, hey, I'm going to increase revenue by 30% next year, and I'm going to be doing $38 million. What's the game plan behind it? What's the meat and potatoes? What's the structure or the infrastructure behind it? And again, see the link below. If you go to thesavagesecrets.com/playbook, you can download three documents that I've created, three documents that are designed to help you put 2023 in perspective. And if you're watching this later in the year, it doesn't matter. It's the same philosophy. Set some goals. The point is, you can't just say, I want to go and lose 50 pounds and not have a specific plan and not build in how am I going to learn about nutrition and how can I get someone to be my workout buddy or my nutrition buddy or my workout partner. We all need these people in our lives. We need to be pushed at this point in my life. I'm not even going to say difficult. It is impossible to fly the plane of life solo. It's impossible. We need those people in our lives. If you are comfortable where you're at, you're happy, You got the health you want. You've got the business you want. You got the revenue you want. You've reached all the goals that you want. You know what? Ignore me. Ignore all this stuff. If you're there and you've got it all going on, great. If you're looking to get to that next level, if you aspire to increase or improve your life in whatever area it could be your personal finance, your family, your health, your business, your charitable contribution, the amount of fun you're having in life, your happiness, whatever it is, go after it. But don't go after it half-assed. There's enough half-assed average out there. The great ones, the ones that are truly enjoying all of the beauty of life, are the ones that work harder, the ones that strive, the ones that dig deeper, the ones that surround themselves with an unbelievably powerful network. So I'll finish with this. If your bathroom mirror is your board of advisors, it would be fun to invite Mike to the next meeting. But whether you come to our organization and work with us, or you use another organization, if your bathroom mirror is your sounding board, if your bathroom mirror is your board of advisors, if your bathroom mirror is the one that you're talking to and say, hey, what am I supposed to do today? How should I invest? What do I do with my business? What's my good marketing plan? Get smart people. Surround yourself with smart people. No team has ever won without great players. No team. I don't care if it's sports, if it's business, whatever it is. Surround yourself with some great people. I want to wish you an absolutely stunning, amazing 2023. Go get them. Go kick ass. Do not take no for an answer. When you get knocked down, get your ass up. Get off the pity pot. And we all want to sit there and, oh, woe is me. You know what? Bullshit. Woe is not me. There are people that are in our lives that you may know. You turn on the news, you'll see a bunch of people that are dealing with really bad stuff. Be grateful for where you are. Go kick some ass in 2023. I look forward to chatting with you more. You can follow me on YouTube or my podcast. Love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at CoachMike@thesavagesecrets.com. If you like this, great. Let me know. If you didn't, if the other things you'd like to see, let me know as well. Have an amazing 2023. Go kick ass. Be positive. We only get one chance to do this. Only one chance to go through this life. Make the most of it.